Yo, what's the deal? It's yours truly, the magnificent DJ Jazzy Jeff, and you are listening in to G5 Radio.
Let's get started real quick. Back on May 10th, you and Will had a little Twitter message saying, told you. So, is everything still on course for the tour, or?
Yeah, you know, it's just working out timing issues and scheduling. Okay. You know, he's getting ready to do Bad Boys 3.
Right.
So we're just playing up the schedule now.
Okay. That's good.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, usually is. I mean, both guys have been like jet setting all over the world and everything, so it's hard to get time. But in between that time, I mean, have you had any like new projects other than what you're trying to do with Will, like, or new artists that you're trying to get out there?
You know what? I'm so hectic on the road. You know, a lot of it is just trying to free up space and time to get some of the stuff that I want to get done.
Right.
So, you know, it's mostly it's just trying to get the schedule right.
Okay. All right. Now, you said in an interview a while back that you actually are supporting of live streaming services for music. Now, what is the reason for that? Obviously, we know how corporate, you know, the music companies can be. It's just all they want is just making a profit. But what makes it unique to you?
Well, you know what? I am somebody that embraces technology and just new ideas. To me, the idea of streaming is genius. People shouldn't get mad at the idea of streaming. They should get mad at the business side of streaming.
Gotcha.
Like, I think the idea of streaming is one of the best things in the world. Like, an album can come out, I can go to my phone and say I want that album, pick it, and listen to it right then and there. It's kind of like, how can anybody hate on that?
Exactly.
I just think that the issues that people have with the music industry is just carrying over to the streaming services. You know, I think that's the part that everybody needs to fix. Everybody is trying to figure out how to make sure that artists got their fair share when they were doing it the conventional way.
Right.
And they just haven't changed it with the streaming.
Now, you think the music industry would have been different, let's say, if Napster would have been kept on going instead of getting shut down for that couple of years?
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I mean, we have Tidal, we've got the Apple app and everything, but...
I think, if the music industry would have embraced Napster, I think that the music industry would have had another run of thriving. They went through a run with 8-track tapes. They went through a run with, you know, vinyl. They went through a run with cassettes. They went through a humongous run and everybody rebought their collection with CDs. They would have just started to download all of this stuff if the industry would have embraced Napster. And I think basically what happened was Napster was a genius idea that you couldn't stop a genius idea.
Yeah, I did that all on Temple all week long. I kept on doing that while I was there. The state of hip-hop right now, I mean, do you feel it's lacking creativity with the new artists that are out now? I mean, every type of generation has always had a cycle where it said, oh, well, it's loud. Turn it off. This is not music. This is trash. This is whatever.
They said that with us.
Exactly.
You know, they said that with us. If there are people out there that like it, there's no way that you can ever censor it. You know, what happens, I think it just turns into a situation that, you know, some of the new hip-hop stuff isn't for you. You know, if it's for your kids, listen, you know, my hip-hop wasn't for my mom.
Right.
So whether I like it or not, I don't have the right to say that something should or should not be here. You know, it's...
Is there any artist that you like right now that's
like
Kendrick Lamar?
I love Kendrick. Yeah. I love the internet. I love Masego. Like, there's a ton of great artists, you know, just like it was a ton of great artists back in the day. Everybody wants to talk about how the 90s was the golden era. Everything in the 90s wasn't good. It was, you know what I mean?
Like,
you know, and so every generation is going to have the good stuff and some of the stuff that's not so good, you know, and then that, you know, to me, artistry is like food. You know, I don't like cheese. You know, I can't tell the world not to eat cheese.
Right, right. Now, going back to what you said with the 90s, was there a battle that you would have loved to seen happen? Like, some people would have said KRS, Big Daddy King. Some people say LL, Jay-Z. Is there anything that you would have loved to have seen?
I'm not 100% sure. I mean, you always had to, you know, like, I never looked at somebody like Rakim and Rakim with somebody that battled. You know, Big Daddy Kane battled, KRS battled. I would love to see Big Daddy Kane and KRS. You know.
Okay.
That's, but that's, you know, that's I want to see LeBron James versus Michael Jordan.
I got you. And because I know we're kind of put
two more questions.
That's fine. The art of DJing. Do you ever see it coming back with this new generation?
I don't think it ever left. DJing is bigger than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are more people trying to be DJs than trying to play the guitar.
Okay.
You know, it may not be of the same caliber when I started, but I appreciate the fact that there are a lot of young kids that take an interest in wanting to be a DJ.
Okay.
You know, it's like just one of the reasons why I've been working for 30 years straight.
Okay.
You know, that it's just, you know, it never went anywhere.
And one other last thing. You did a Michael tribute a while back. Are you going to do a Prince one?
I don't know. I'm not over that yet. Like, I gotta let that sit for a second.
Okay.
You know, I have to let that sit.
It's gonna be some time before anything like that.
Yeah,
obviously,
know,
for just, everybody.
You know, because I didn't do the Mike tribute, you know, as to prostitute his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was just like, he's one of the greatest artists of all time.
Absolutely.
And I thought that out. So,
okay.
You know, before I even think about doing that, like, it has to kind of come, you know, to fruition for me to kind of really think and map it out.
Exactly.
See if this should be done.
Okay. Appreciate it, Rev. Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
To the people always telling the truth, I feel the bass in my chest and give power to songs. Girl riffing when I'm home about the hours I'm gone. I can't help it, the studio with Paul B. at. Try to walk away from it, but it caught me back. Forget my pride, bitch, I even quit my job for the one that I love to work. Music recognized, I'm an artist and spilling my game. Put my heart on the track and have you feeling my pain. Seen a lot of hard times on the way to success. When I'm mad, writing a rhyme is my way to express. Lay back and fall deep in the verse. If I was out in the street, yeah, I'd probably lay sleep in the hearse. It's nothing like when you on the mic tearing the track. Then you come from out the booth and start hearing it back. Everybody there love the sound, that's why they give you hugs and pounds. Now you know you was spitting it. You got the whole run vibing the same. You ain't doing this for watches and chains. You got love for the game. Game.
For the game, only dealing dollars and change. Switch places for big faces, one in the same with snares and kicks. Prepared to mix in the booth till I'm dead. No roof on my head, even tools in the shed. Got a place to stay, but a place to lay. That's what I deal with on a day to day. Phone off, heat off, loan sharks, spaghetti, no meatballs. Least y'all can eat, y'all. Feel my pain on a cloudy day, feel my rain. No food, no drink, just hunger pains. Thinking that day, who this chrome gon' kill? Smiling in women's face for a home cooked meal. Right now, I hate my life. I love the way I write. For real, I think I seen my death. Think I like rum and cheese from Jeff. Pockets on my jeans on E and they seams on F. I'm a hard worker, all nighter. Ass cat, C sax, songwriter. Worldwide, Don P, raw rider. Feel my blood and tears, but the love for the drug got me loved and revered. From the thugs for years, it's the game, yo.
Feeling the same. Remember when I walked away and you were still in the game? I'm still feeling the flame. Plus, you never forgot every other verse spilling my name.
Dealing with dames, the will they range, killing they brain with game. If not, cousin, I'll be still on the train. Like you said, we ain't willing to change. I'm feeling you, man. Yamsey, family, and we
stick together. Shows overseas, spit together. No doubt for the love of the game. We gon' keep staying the same. When you're not around, land your dame. Get paper from a plan of lane. Keep heat for any hater wanna test the rap. And even more on the wax, so sad Jeff is
right. I tested that.
still walk with vests on back. Same ghetto, same whip, still stressed on rap. Just want a backyard, nothing less than that. Just want some cash calls and them records with black. It's just a game, yo. But whether or not, I still got love for hip hop. Hip hop, it's the game.
Scanner boys popping and locking, you know how they do that. Ain't the mind funny?
I was born with the biggest middle finger on earth. The first time I went to stick it up, the shit hurt. Mom couldn't take me, the bitch still hates me. Shit, one day she said,
"Don't make me."
I said,
"Make me."
I'm proud to announce I'm probably the first kid who was kicked out of his house for making fart sounds with his mouth. Arguing with me and mom was ongoing. She called the law enforcement when I broke the lawnmower. Slut gave me a truck when I turned 16. I went to start it and it screamed. Back then, Will Smith was still the Fresh Prince, and him and Jeff were still best friends. I guess then, when I decided to cut class and rap full time, and get the fuck out of this fake ass school and rhyme. So anybody who thinks this fucking attitude is a gimmick, come and see me, and see if I don't live up to this image. You fucking pricks.
Listen up, you rappers never learn, that's why I don't fuck with y'all. Run around telling niggas they can fuck with Paul. I bring it to your high school, nigga, smoke the prime. Put your brother in a headlock and choke your mom. Send you home like a playoff loss in game 7. Walk around gritting on niggas, madder than James Evans.
Motherfucker.
My left hand sharp and move teeth style ultra. Slap my bitch like Cool Keith. Rap a nigga like he stole from me and rule streets. I don't wanna have to fuck you up, so cool cease, huh? Paul Yams be the chosen thug. What I spit be cold juice like a frozen hug. Run the streets while you stuck at home. My temper like Bush with Bill, nigga. Leave me the fuck alone. I've been dealing since niggas was windmilling. These cats just started to rhyme, I've been spilling. Your mind just loaned you to act, I've been willing. Your boy just stole your debt, I've been stealing. I wet rappers cause it's me and them. I guess I just ain't giving a fuck. I'm like Eminem, burglarized till they bust me a slug. Come in your window like drum man and bust me a grub. What the fuck? I teach dumb bitches what to suck. And my young boy, when to stand up and what to duck. Niggas sleep on it.
Swinging a lasso, drunk with the asshole, ripped out of an old bathrobe. Cause I don't give a fuck, you better understand that. Two Xanax, and I give a fuck what I sound scan at. Fuck Billboard, drugs is what I kill for. I'm Happy Gilmore, just slip me anything in pill form. I may mingle, but I plan to stay single. Play bingo and drink, get old and watch my face wrinkle. Psych, I'm 24 Thursday, 6 more birthdays, and I'm blowing my brains out when I'm 30. As long as my heart beats, I'ma keep trying to see how much speed I can eat before I fall the fuck asleep. So I'm the rapper, he's the DJ. I'm the one that's got the 6-year-old nephew screaming F-U-C-K. So Jeff, give me a scratch. The rest of y'all can kiss my ass till your lips stick to my pants.
You hear me? You got it. No, you hear me?